live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Yes, indeed. Like that dude just said, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Broadcasting across greater North Alabama. And I like to say saving the world one soundbite at a time. Okay, listen, we're going to go to the phones right now. Calling in right now is State Representative Andrew Sorrell. He has been representing the 3rd District of Alabama in the Alabama House of Representatives for several years now, and he is a candidate currently for the statewide office of state auditor, probably one of the lesser-known offices in the state. And I thought it's a good idea, even though he's been on before, here we are close to the primary. It's time to hear a little more about him, about his race, and get ready for the primary election. Andrew Sorrell, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good, Phil. Always good to be on with you.
Well, thank you for making some time. So listen, I thought, you know, even though we've done this once before, it's been quite a while, I thought it might be beneficial. Remind the audience the Office of State Auditor, because I think it's probably one of the lesser known offices statewide.
Yeah, auditors right down there with like Public Service Commission. Like, what exactly is it that these people do? So I'm happy to answer that question. It's probably the number one question I get on the campaign trail. And it's a question that I had to find out for myself about 4 years ago. And I went and I got to know our current state auditor, Jim Ziegler, very well. There were a couple bills that have been introduced to eliminate the state auditor in 2019 in my first legislative session. So that forced me to go research the office, learn more about it. And what Jim told me that he currently does is they track all of the state's property. So I'm not talking the real estate. I mean the personal property, the pickup trucks, iPads, the shotguns, anything that cost $500 or more originally is going to be tracked by the state auditor's office. And additionally, anything that costs less than $500 but would be in some way sensitive, like a firearm or a computer hard drive or anything like that, is all tracked. So that's $1.2 billion of taxpayer money that we have tied up in stuff that you, the taxpayer, owns. And we track all that on a budget of less than $1 million a year. The state auditor also has the important duty of appointing Board of Registrars members, which, of course, are the people who register you to vote and who unregister you from voting. If you, as John Merrill says, move away, pass away, or get put away, you need to come off the voter rolls, and it's the Board of Registrars members that do that. And I don't have to remind everybody how important it is for election integrity that we have an accurate list of voters that live in the district, because there's a lot of opportunity for fraud if dead people are on our rolls, if people who have moved out of state are on our rolls, or if people who are double registered are on our rolls. So I intend to point people to the Board of Registrars that are serious about election integrity.
Well, and I think that's important. I don't know if you saw it. This is a total aside. I hadn't planned on talking to you about this, but actually I helped break a story yesterday up in Etowah County. Mac Butler is running for his old seat in the House, and lo and behold, turns out that his name wasn't even on the ballot for about, you know, for thousands of the people in his district, and they had to jump on it and get in charge of having this corrected. And it was because the registrars had not taken redistricting and drawn the lines correctly and put the right people in the right district. So yes, that's exactly what the registrars need to do.
Wow, thank you so much. Yeah, I hadn't heard about that. I'm really glad you helped break that story. That's super important. I know Mac Butler, I know Gil Isbell as well, the incumbent, and we want to make sure we have a fair election over there. I've seen that happen in Lauderdale County. There was a candidate, I actually spoke with him this morning, coincidentally, and he complained that his name was not on all the ballots that should have been in a particular precinct in Lauderdale County in 2014, and he maintains that that's still why he lost that race, because it was like 52-48 in the primary. So it's really important that these people do their job correctly, and that starts with the state auditor getting 66 appointments to those Board of Registrars seats all over Alabama.
All right, so let me ask you this, Representative Sorrell. So you're running for state auditor, and like I guess that means like when I was in the state senate and I turned one of my chairs over and there was a little tag with a number on at the bottom, that was the tag number identifying that as a piece of state property. Am I right?
That is exactly correct, yes.
Okay, so what does that office do if it finds something missing? Does it turn it over to somebody else? Does it have some type of enforcement authority? Does it have the ability to audit, do surprise audits? What level of accountability can it bring besides just being the bean counters?
Yes, so unfortunately, the auditor's office has no prosecutorial power. So all they can do is, if there is missing property or if there is property that they believe has been stolen, the only thing they can do is turn it over to a local district attorney or the attorney general for prosecution. And shockingly, Jim Ziegler told me that last year there were a grand total of zero cases prosecuted for missing property. Well, I've got a big problem with that. And I know that our law enforcement community is very busy. Attorney General Steve Marshall's out there fighting Biden's vaccine mandates. You've got your local DAs tied up fighting, you know, violent crime. I understand all that. But theft of property is important, too. And the guy who doesn't return his $1,100 laptop when he's fired by the state, that is a theft of state property, and that needs to be prosecuted.
I totally agree. Okay. So does the auditor's office produce an annual report showing the number of gaps they found in the accountability?
Yes, they do, and it's available on the auditor's website. And the number is usually somewhere in the neighborhood of 1%. I do not believe that 1% of state property is being stolen. I think a lot of it is properly disposed of but not reported correctly. But certainly some percentage of that 1% is stolen. I'll give you an example of a state trooper who took his car home with a brand new set of tires on it, took the tires off, put them on his personal vehicle, and then took his state trooper car back and said, I need another new set of tires. And things like that are happening all the time in Alabama. And that's why we have a state auditor, is to track that property that's owned by the taxpayer.
Wow. That just amazes me. All right. Well, let me ask you this, though. In sort of helping to decipher this office and the ability of this office to function, there's another function of government or department of government called the Department of Public Examiners. How does the auditor's office differ from the Department of Public Examiners?
So the duties that the examiners currently have all came from the original auditor's office. The way that the Constitution was written, the Alabama State Constitution in 1901, put auditor fifth in line for the governor because it used to be a really important and powerful position. Today, we no longer think of it that way. We think of it as kind of the bottom of the totem pole as far as statewide races go. But used to, it was thought of as a loftier position than Secretary of State. It used to have far more employees, hundreds of employees in it. Today, we have 9 employees in the state auditor's office. And that's because all of the financial audits are not done by the auditor anymore. They're done by the examiners of public accounts, the head of which, by the way, makes more money than the state auditor and the governor combined.
Wow. Okay. All right, man. Well, listen, let me ask you this before we run out of time here. There was a bill in the legislature, even this most recent session, and you also referenced that it's been done in the past, to actually do away with the Office of the Auditor. Who sponsored that bill, and what was the status of it? What was the purpose?
That bill was introduced by Senator Andrew Jones. He also was the one that introduced it back in 2019. He called me this year and told me it was coming. He didn't, you know, surprise me with it. He did call and say, hey, nothing personal, but I believe we need to consolidate, eliminate this office. I said, I completely disagree with you. And I said, I'm going to have to oppose the bill. But I said, would you be willing to sit down and talk with me about it? And he said, yes. So I thought that was a good sign. And we do plan to get together actually this summer. We're going to sit down. I'm going to attempt to change his mind. I'm going to attempt to say, look, I know the auditor doesn't have enough duties and responsibilities right now. Why don't we work on the position to strengthen the position, get it back to where it's a more useful position for the taxpayer rather than eliminating it? So I agree with his assessment. The auditor doesn't do enough. I completely agree with that. My solution is the polar opposite of his. His solution is consolidate it into the treasurer's. My position is make it a useful office again. I've already drafted the legislation to do that, and I introduced it in the 2021 session. Unfortunately, was not able to pass the bill. Now, as far as what happened with his bill did clear the Senate this year on a 27-1 vote. Only one Democrat voted no on this bill. It flew through the Senate and came down to the House. Now, in the House, I was working against the bill. I knew it was coming. I talked to many of my friends and colleagues in the House and explained to them the importance of the auditor's office. The bill was on the floor the last day. As you know, Phil, from your time in the legislature, it's a constitutional amendment, so it requires 60% threshold to pass, which right. In the House is 63 votes. There were only 46 votes for it, so it wasn't really that close to passing. We were able to kill the bill in the House. I appreciate all the people who voted no on that bill and helped me defeat it in the House. I think that's the wrong way to go.
Well, and, you know, an interesting dynamic here is that State Senator Andrew Jones holds the seat that I used to hold. He was my successor when I decided not to run again. And so Oh, I have to be talking
That's
to
right,
Andrew
I forgot about
this
that.
Sometime. Yeah, I'll be talking to Jones sometime soon. All right. Well, listen, man, we got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes left here. What's your sense of the campaign? I mean, it's a statewide run. How you doing?
I'm beginning to surge in the polls, and it's a result of going up on TV. I've been up 2.5 weeks on 15 channels statewide. I'll be on 19 channels beginning Monday. My radio ads started this week. You might be hearing them on WVNN. I've also started my Facebook advertising. So I'm beginning to unload all of the fundraising dollars that I've raised in the last 9 months. And by the way, I'm on track to raise $200,000 for this position. No one else has ever raised more than $133,000 for state auditor. So I've set a fundraising record, and I hope it's enough to put me over the edge.
All right, brother. Well, listen, we're going to keep track. I know that you and Rusty Glover are going at it on this thing. Rusty and I served in the Senate together. Both of you extremely good candidates for this office, and we appreciate you making the time for us today, and we'll be keeping up, all right?
Well, thank you. I think a lot of Rusty Glover as well, but hope people check me out on my website, andrewsorrell.com.
There you go, andrewsorrell.com, and also on Facebook. All right, State Representative Sorrell, thanks so much for your time. We'll be talking to you again soon.
Sounds good. Bye.
All right. That's State Representative Andrew Sorrell. Yes, he is one of the top candidates for state auditor. I hope you heard some things, though, that maybe you hadn't heard before. Like, that office doesn't look like a big deal because it's lower down on the ballot. It is a big deal when you consider the import of what it does. I totally disagree with the idea of doing away with it. I'm all for downsizing government, consolidating. I think what we've done is streamlined that office, but I think it's important that that office continue to function and to function well. Okay, there's that. Copper, move us to a break. We'll do that. We'll come right back. Lots of things happening. Might even be some breaking news. Let me check on a couple things while we're in the break. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be moving into the next part of the Triple Dipper pretty soon. I'm calling it A Big Nasty is Coming. A Big Nasty. Yep, A Big Nasty is Coming. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.